Here is Patty Duke with a guidepost for Christmas.
The late Fulton Owsler wrote a story called A String of Blue Beads that has become a little classic. Pete Richards was the loneliest man in town on the day Jean Grace opened the door to his shop. The little front window was filled with a disarray of old-fashioned things, bracelets and lockets, gold rings and silver boxes, images of jade and ivory, porcelain figurines. On this winter's afternoon, a child was standing there, her forehead against the glass, earnest and enormous eyes studying each discarded treasure as if she were looking for something quite special. Finally, she straightened up with a satisfied air and entered the store. Behind the counter stood Pete, a man not more than 30, but with hair already turning gray. "Mister," she began, "would you please let me look at the string of blue beads in the window?" Pete parted the drapes and lifted out a necklace. The turquoise stones gleamed brightly against the pallor of his palm as he spread the ornament before her. "They're just perfect," said the girl. "Will you wrap them up pretty for me, please?" Pete studied her with a stony air. "Are you buying these for someone?" he asked. "They're for my big sister. She takes care of me. You see, this will be the first Christmas since Mother died." And now she poured out a handful of pennies on the counter. "I emptied my bank," she explained simply. "Just a minute," he said, and turned toward the back of the store. Over his shoulder he called, "What's your name?" "Jean Grace." When Pete returned to where Jean Grace waited, a package lay in his hand, wrapped in scarlet paper and with a bow of green ribbon. "There you are. Don't lose it on the way home." She smiled happily at him over her shoulder as she ran out the door. The child's hair was wheat yellow, her eyes sea blue. Once upon a time, not long before, Pete had been in love with a girl with hair of that same yellow and with eyes just as blue, and the turquoise necklace was to have been hers. But there had come a rainy night, a truck skidding on a slippery road, and the life was crushed out of his dreams. Since then, Pete Richards had lived too much with his grief in solitude. When the last customer had gone, late on Christmas Eve, he sighed with relief. It was over for another year. But for Pete Richards, the night was not quite over. The door opened, and a young woman hurried in. Her hair was golden yellow, and her large eyes were blue. Without speaking, she drew from her purse a package, loosely unwrapped in its red paper, and a bow of green ribbon with it. Presently, the string of blue beads lay gleaming again before him. "Did this come from your shop?" she said. Pete answered softly, "Yes, it did." "Are the stones real?" "Not the finest quality, but real," Pete said. "Can you remember who it was you sold them to?" the girl asked. "A small girl. She bought them for her older sister's Christmas present." "Are they worth much?" she asked. "The price," he told her solemnly, "is always a confidential matter between the seller and the customer." "But Jean has never had more than a few pennies of spending money. How could she pay for them?" "She paid the biggest price anyone can ever pay," he said. "She gave all she had." In some faraway steeple, a bell began to ring. At the sound of the distant chiming, the little package lying on the counter, the question in the eyes of the girl, and the strange feeling of renewal struggling unreasonably in the heart of the man, all had come to be because of the love of a child. "But why did you do it?" the girl asked. He held out the gift in his hand. "It's already Christmas morning," he said, "and it's my misfortune that I have no one to give anything to. Will you let me see you home and wish you a Merry Christmas at your door?" And so, to the sound of many bells and in the midst of happy people, Pete Richards and a girl whose name he had yet to learn walked out into the beginning of the great day that brings hope into the world for us all.